Hello, my name is Maverick. The book The Secret Sheriff of the Sixth Grade by Jordan Sonnenblick is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was getting bullied at school by this kid named Bowen, and my mom would get drunk and not have money to do anything because she didn't get paid much at her job, and I would get in trouble at school with my principal because I would end up hurting someone by falling into them on accident, or once I tried to ram into Bowen, but I ran into this kid named Nate on accident instead. My mom would also get abused by her boyfriend, and my dad died. But all that changed when my aunt Cass started taking care of me, because my mom went to the hospital because she fell asleep with a lit cigarette in her hand and it caused a fire. And the fire in my apartment killed my hamster, Freddy. When she got out of the hospital, she went to a rehab place and she had to stay there for 2 months. My principal told me I should go for class president because I could stick up for people and I was respectful to people. People in my class felt bad for me of my apartment that got burned down and that my hamster died, so they got me a new hamster. Now I am friends with more people and I don't get bullied and people actually want to talk to me. Even people that were friends with Bowen wanted to talk to me and interact with me. They were nice to me and didn't call me names or make jokes about me. I feel like I get more respect than when I did before. If you'd like to read Jordan Sonnenblick's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Inadvertently, on accident. His name had been inadvertently removed from the list. Wince. Give a slight involuntary grimace or shrinking movement of the body out of or in anticipation of pain or distress. He winced at the disgust in her voice. Ventriloquism, the art or practice of speaking with little or no lip movement in such a manner that the voice does not appear to come from the speaker but from another source, as from a wooden dummy. Maverick's teacher had a ventriloquism act to show the class. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of the Secret Sheriff of 6th grade. Just when I thought my life had settled down and I was getting used to my new life with Aunt Kat, the bee called me down to his office. When I got there, he was smiling. I didn't like that. It made me nervous. When I'm nervous, I sometimes talk too much. What? I asked. I haven't done anything. I've been getting good grades. Well, not super good, but better. And I've been on time for every day for like a month. That's a record. You can look it up. I haven't gotten in any fights. I haven't even gotten in any almost fights. The other day, I gave Bowen's track half of my cookie at lunch. No, seriously, I did. Why are you laughing? Did you call me down here because we never talked about the whole Aunt Kat is my mother thing? Because I can't explain. It would feel great to get all that off my chest. I wasn't trying to make a fool out of you or anything. Not that I made a fool out of you. I mean, you're not a fool. You're a very smart-seeming guy. Man, assistant principal person, shutting up now. Are you sure you're finished? The bee asked. I nodded. Good, you aren't in trouble, Maverick. I had a long talk with your Aunt Catherine several weeks ago about your living situations. In fact, we have chatted weekly since your mother's accident. I've been quite concerned about you. It seems like you're in capable hands. Your aunt is a remarkable woman. Are you sure you're happy in her home? I thought about that. Was I happy? Almost everything I owned had been destroyed in that fire. On the other hand, aside from Freddie, my star, and my dad's medal. And I had never really had any possessions that meant anything. Who was I kidding? I never really had any possessions, period. And hey, at least Johnny's tree had gotten what it deserved. Plus, I sort of had friends now. All the hamsters were thriving so far, and each person who'd taken one seemed to enjoy reporting to me on their new pet's progress several times a week. I was like the hamster godfather. I chose that page and a half because I felt like the principal cared about him a lot.